1, 2, 3.
KABU Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, Dingo, is showing Tuesday, July 18th at 7 p.m. Miles Davis made his only acting appearance in this film about a jazz trumpeter who dares to realize his musical dreams in the Australian outback. The film also has an award-winning Miles Davis soundtrack.
Did you like the music?
Again, that's Dingo, showing Tuesday, July 18th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Gotta go now, John, before they take off and leave me. Nice meeting you.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. It's 1 minute after 10 o'clock. And coming up this morning at 11, the Women's International News Gathering Service presents Angela Davis's talk to the Birkbeck School of Law in London. Freedom is a Constant Struggle, the Erasure of Women from the History of the Black Liberation Struggle. And at 11:30, Art Focus talks to Helen Lessig about her show, Canopy at Jeffrey Thomas Fine Art, followed by, at noon, live music from the Blues Festival, starting at noon into the evening. And now coming up after a little interlude of Coltrane music off of his CD called Spiritual. We'll be listening to Letters in Politics with Mitch Jezerich. Air Cascadia and Flashpoints are off today.
Thank you. Good day and welcome to Letters in Politics. I'm Mitch Jezerich. Populism is a topic that we have talked about a great deal on this radio program, not just this year, but over the past few years. Well, today we're going to dive into perhaps the modern historical beginning of a sense of populism, both from the left and from the right, that we might recognize today. Of course, one can argue and go into the ancient record as well. But what we're going to do is look at the so-called Enlightenment era, sort of the 17th century, 18th century of Western civilization, the rise of science and the rise of philosophy around that. And our guest today, Pankaj Mitra, argues that it is a debate that you can see between two philosophers of the day, both in Europe, Voltaire and Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Voltaire supported the opening up of markets and foresaw this great future ahead that the Enlightenment would help bring. Rousseau was very much keyed into that this improvement would not likely trickle down to everyone. And with changing times, there would be great losers. And that's the side he represents in this great debate. Pankaj Mitra is a journalist, and he is also author of the book, The Age of Anger, The History of Now. Pankaj Mitra, it's my very good pleasure to welcome you to the program.
Thank you very much.
You dive into these feelings by looking at the so-called Enlightenment that occurred in Europe in the 18th and 19th century. Why there?
Well, I think, you know, we have to, I mean, I felt it was imperative to examine this period, the late 18th century, because this is when the principles of the modern world we live in today were being formulated. There was this big movement from hierarchical society to a society dedicated to the principle of equality and liberty and freedom. We were moving away from custom and religion and tradition and from all kinds of hierarchical authorities, that of the church and monarchy, and devising a new society. And, you know, this was when these ideals were being formulated in the late 18th century in Western Europe. So it's important to revisit those discussions and to find that many of these ideals were being criticized right then by a figure who has a large presence in my book, Rousseau, that he saw this new society premised on the pursuit of self-interest, on competition, on trade, on commerce, on increasing